OCR, or optical character recognition, is the process of converting printed text into a digital format. Now, if we turn down the geek speak a little bit, what this basically means is that we can use some sort of electronic gadget to take a picture of any printed text, such as a letter, an invoice, a bank statement, a menu, or even a magazine or book, and then have that text read to us using some sort of text-to-speech synthesizer. Surprisingly, OCR has been with us since the 70s, and as technology has advanced, so has the accuracy and speed of OCR. And all the time, the size of the hardware needed to do OCR has got smaller and smaller. And to prove that point today, you'll be able to find many OCR apps for your smartphone and tablet. One of the most respected and talked about apps out there for OCR is KNFB Reader. Backed by the NFB, the National Federation for the Blind in the US, this app is specifically aimed at the visually impaired. It's available for Android for £20, and for iOS, brace yourselves, £80. Yep, that's quite a price for an app, especially when there's many cheaper OCR apps for iOS. But do you get what you pay for? Well, let's take a look. Okay, I've installed KNFB Reader on my iPhone 6S. Let's open it up and take a look how it's all laid out.
KNFB Reader.
Now, when the app opens, the first screen you're going to come to is the image capture screen. I'm going to go through every element on this screen and give you a quick overview of what it does. I'm not going to go in depth into every single aspect of every setting here, as it would take far too long, be incredibly boring, and to be honest, they're all pretty self-explanatory anyway.
File Explorer button.
The first item on this screen is File Explorer. This is where you will save any of your scanned documents. Now you can reopen any of these saved documents to get KNFB Reader to read them out again. Or you can share these files via email or messaging as RTF, text, or HTML files.
Settings button.
Next, we have the program settings. In here, you'll find options such as being able to link to your Dropbox, choose the font size, color, and highlight color of any processed text, and various text-to-speech settings.
Camera flashes on button.
Obviously, here you can decide what happens when you take a picture. Always use the flash, never use the flash, or auto.
Tilt guidance, switch button, off.
Tilt guidance is an aid to help you take a better picture. When it's turned on, if you don't hold the phone flat when you're taking a picture, i.e. it's tilted, the phone will vibrate. It will only stop vibrating when you're level. It sounds like a good idea, but in practice it's slightly tricky to use and is off by default.
Take picture button.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Field of view report button.
This is an interesting one. When you press this button, it will take a picture. And KNFB Reader will tell you if it can see all the edges of the paper and if it's straight. We'll see this in a minute.
Add picture from library button.
Double tap here if you've got any photos in your camera roll you want to OCR.
Batch mode is off button.
Turning batch mode on enables you to take multiple pictures. For example, if you've got a document with multiple pages, a book or a leaflet, you can take a picture of the first page and then turn the page and take another picture and so on until you've done the whole thing. And then turn batch mode off and the OCR will start.
OCR language button.
KNFB allows you to scan documents of various languages.
Document type button.
Here you can choose whether the document is multi or single column. Now the best example for this is a bank statement. If you think of a bank statement has a column on the left, which is the dates, then in the middle is the transaction, and then on the right is the amount. Well, if you performed OCR on this in multi-column mode, then KNFB would firstly read the entire date column, and then read everything in the transaction column, and lastly read everything in the amount column. But if you scanned it in single column mode, it would read the date, the transaction, and the amount for each item, which is obviously what you'd want.
Select profile button.
Lastly, you'll be glad to hear, is the select profile button. There's three profiles to choose from. Manual, which is on by default. This means you have to manually double tap the take a picture button. Secondly, you have automatic. This means KNFB Reader will automatically detect when it's the best time to take the photo and do it for you. And thirdly, we have the document stand profile. You can buy stands that are specially designed for the purpose of OCR with mobile phones. Basically, they ensure that the document and the camera in the phone are always in the correct position, which should mean you always get a good image. If you are using a stand, you can tell KNFB to go into Document Stand Profile, and much like automatic mode, it will take a picture when it detects a document underneath it. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's see if it's worth the money. Okay, so I've got various pieces of paper here I'm going to try and scan. So I'm going to take the first one and lie it flat on the table. Now I'm going to place the phone in the middle of the paper with the screen facing up at me. And then I'm going to slowly lift the phone until it's about 10 or 12 inches away from the paper. While I'm trying to keep the phone as steady as possible, I'm going to find the field of view button.
Field of view report button. Report camera position relative to the document.
And double tap.
All edges are visible. All corners of the page are visible. Rotated 6 degrees clockwise.
Oh, that's not bad at all. Okay, so as you can hear, we've got all the edges of the paper in the viewfinder. And it's pretty straight. It's slanted 6 degrees clockwise. It's probably fine, but let me just see if I can do better.
Field of view report. All edges are visible. All corners of the page are visible. Rotated 1 degrees clockwise.
Okay, nearly. So all I was doing there was just twisting the phone a little bit, trying to straighten it up. But it really shouldn't matter that much. So now I know I've got it lined up pretty well. Let's take a picture.
Take picture button. Take picture. Back button. Pause Dark. Button.
Optical character recognition. Optical character reader, OCR, is the mechanical or electronic conversion of images of typed, handwritten or printed text into machine-encoded text. Whether from a scanned document, a photo of a document, a scene photo, for example the text on signs and billboards in a landscape photo.
Okay, that's enough of that. Two-finger double tap to stop the speech. Now, as you can see, that was pretty fast. To be honest though, this should be a fairly easy one for the OCR, as this is something I printed from the internet. Just some information on OCR. But still, it is impressive how fast it processes the image. You would have noticed as well that the document was read aloud as soon as KNFB had finished processing it. KNFB uses its own text-to-speech engine to read the documents. The advantage of this is you can actually lock the phone and continue listening to the document, or you can continue using the phone with voiceover and still hear the document being read aloud. The screen we're in now is known as the reading and text navigation screen. Now there are some more options on this screen and I will briefly go through them later on, but for now, let's try some more documents. I've hit the back button to go back to the image capture screen and I've changed the profile to automatic. So again, the automatic profile means that when I lift the phone off the paper, KNFB should decide when it's the best time to take the picture. Again, I'm going to put the phone down in the middle of the paper and slowly lift the phone up.
Lens covered.
When you hear that sound, you know KNFB is searching for the document. It's in automatic profile.
Text found. Please hold still. Back button. Play
A button. And F RIV RFTF
Pause
Optical Character
button.
Recognition FJTF LNE. Optical Character Recognition. Optical Character Reader. OCR. Is the mechanical or electronic conversion of images of typed, handwritten or printed text into machine encoded text.
As you can see, that works pretty well. Let's try it again with a new document.
Lens covered. Text found. Please hold still. Back button. Play button.
And www.tesco.com. Your receipt. Thank you for shopping at tesco.com. Your shopping. Tesco white cabbage each. From the Del Roast top side of beef 6 slices. I can't believe it's not butter or egg spread. 500 grams Tesco everyday value trifle. 471 grams Tesco fresh egg pen. 400 grams.
And again, it works really well. Now, it does take a little bit of practice knowing how to get the best image. I think that using one of the document stands with KNFB Reader would be fantastic, and I'm hoping to get my hands on one soon so I could try it out. With the stand making sure that both the document and the camera are in the correct position, you should be able to get really good results and really fast. Okay, let's try my last document. This one is a slightly battered letter I've received and is probably more of a real-world test. Let's try it in manual mode again.
Take picture. Back button.
Central Manchester University Hospitals.
Pause
NHS
button.
Foundation Trust. Manchester Royal Eye Hospital. Oxford Road. Manchester M139WL. June 6, 2016. An appointment has been made for you at Manchester Royal Eye Hospital to attend other healthcare profs clinic. Your appointment is on Friday, July 1, 2016. Please allow up to 2 hours for completion of this appointment. Changing your appointment. We hope that this appointment is convenient for you, but if it is not, please phone us immediately on the above telephone number.
Okay, I had to edit that one a little bit to get rid of some personal details, but you know, again, really good. Now, as you spend most of your time either here or in the image capture screen, I'll go through the elements on this screen as well. But hey, don't worry, I'm not going to go into lots of details, and there's not a lot of elements on this screen anyway.
Back button.
We'll take you back to the image capture screen.
Settings button.
Exactly the same as the image capture screen.
View image associated with document button.
Self-explanatory, but I haven't really found a use for that if you're visually impaired.
Add page to document button.
Now this is like the batch mode option in the image capture screen. If I tap on this button now, it will prompt me to save this document and then return to the image capture screen. I can then process another picture, and then if I double tap on add page button again, it will add it to the previous one. And I can keep adding pages like this until I'm done, in which case I need to actually save the file to finish.
Change text recognition button.
Tapping this button will allow me to run the OCR on that image again, but I can change OCR language or the document type, such as multi-column or single column.
Save document button.
Any documents you save here will appear in the File Explorer section. Now, if I swipe right from the Save Document button, I will jump into the text itself. Directly beneath the text is the speech control buttons. You can skip back, play, pause, or skip forward through the document. And after the speech control buttons, we have
Document Language button.
And as I said before, KNFB does support many languages.
Speed button.
And finally, we have the speed button to control speech rate. And that's the basics of KNFB Reader. Now for a comparison, I'm going to quickly show you another popular OCR app for iOS. It's called Prismo, it costs £8, and although it's not primarily aimed at the visually impaired, it's very accessible.
Prismo, settings, button. Quick capture, selected mode is red text allowed, button.
I'm not going to go into any detail about Prismo, I'm simply going to show you a comparison of the OCR speed and accuracy against KNFB Reader.
Camera, away, away. Page detected, ready to shoot, left. Page detected, ready to shoot, left, left. Page detected, ready to shoot.
You can hear that Prismo also tries to give you some voice guides on how to point the camera to get the best image, although it can be a bit confusing.
Ready, take picture, button, heading, take picture, heading. Flash, auto, button, processing, can't, voice reader, heading.
Central Manchester University Hospitals. NHS Foundation Trust Manchester Royal Eye Hospital Oxford Road, Manchester MI3 9WL. An appointment has been made for you at Manchester Royal Eye Hospital to attend other healthcare profs clinic. Your appointment is on Friday, July 2016. Please allow up to 2 hours for completion of this appointment.
And as you can see, that's not too bad at all. So I guess the final question is KNFB Reader worth the money? And the slightly disappointing answer is, it depends. There's no denying it's a slick piece of software. It works well, and it's well designed for the visually impaired. And I'm pretty sure that if you used it in conjunction with a document stand, it could compete with a standalone hardware text-to-speech scanner. With that being said, there are some bugs. The KNFB text-to-speech engine did crash on me a few times while it was reading out a document. And it did randomly change the voice from Daniel to the US female voice. Also, I did experience a problem with the camera freezing and I was unable to take pictures. However, deleting and reinstalling the app fixed this problem and I haven't experienced it since. But still, I think KNFB Reader is the best OCR app I've used so far. But is it worth the high price tag? I guess that's a personal choice and up for you to decide.